Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So much to discuss. Oh my goodness. After the weekend, it's always a huge thing, and we can't get it all in on Monday. And I spent a lot of time talking about another subject, Limitless, that I just enjoy. You want to know why I enjoy it? Because there's so much to the human mind, and it just fascinates me. It's like a universe within itself. We think the universe is so expansive. Our brains, our minds are so expansive, it's unfathomable. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.com, the Kevin Jackson Network.com. A lot to discuss. The world is in turmoil, folks. The world, not just the United States, the entirety of the world is in turmoil. Why? Because the left implemented the big cheat. And now we have a pansy running the show. And it's proving itself out. Every country is flexing whatever little muscle it has against the United States. And it's luckily we have strong leaders in some of our partners that things are getting kept in order just a bit. But they're having to do it on the sly because Joe Biden is no friend to Israel. He's no friend to Taiwan. He's only friendly to the people that want to take advantage of this country. And we're getting some pushback. I talk about the heroes, Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, who are doing things to make sure this republic remains as it is. As the Democrats plot to change the rules in every way. Recently, there was a mayor who switched over to the GOP. He's indicative of what many Democrats are feeling. We have that clip.
Our next guest says the Republican Party is the party of the working class, opportunity and freedom. And that's why the mayor is leaving the Democratic Party for the Republican Party. And North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee joins us right now. Mayor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. Nice to see you.
It's nice to see you as well. You say the Democratic Party is now being run by admitted socialists, and that's why you had to get out.
Well, I'd say card-carrying socialists. In the Democratic Party in Nevada, they had an election recently for leadership, and four of the five people were card-carrying members of the Socialist Party. It's not the party that I grew up with 25 years ago in this environment, and it's not the party I can stand with anymore.
And the Democratic Party you grew up with was the party of the working class, but you don't see that anymore.
No, the working class, the working men and women of this country, and also the small business owners are not a part of the conversation anymore. It all has to do with the elitists, and it has to do with the socialists. That is not the agenda that I have in mind for this country of the future.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, 4 out of 5 people that went to do something for the Democrats were card-carrying socialists. He says they no longer care about the working class, small business owners. It is all about elitist and socialist. Don't think he's an outlier. This is what the Democrats are waking their former party members up to. And unlike the people that become Republicans because they think it's in vogue or it's going to get them elected, these are people that are saying, I no longer believe in Democrats and what they claim to want to be. They're the party of handouts and so on and so forth. And nothing changes. 24 people were shot, 3 killed in the nation's 71st most violent city. You know what that is? Chicago. Now, I talked about this the other day, but I want to put it in perspective. Get this. St. Louis is the number one biggest crime city in the nation per capita. Here's what I want to read this to you. St. Louis, Missouri Crime Analytics, with a crime rate of 79
per 1,000 residents, St. Louis has one of the highest crime rates in America compared to all communities of all sizes. From the smallest towns to the very largest cities, one's chance of becoming a victim of either violent or property crime in St. Louis is 1 in 13. 1 in 13. But you know what the nation is fixated on? The leftist nation, I should say. Georgia's voting laws. The idea that Georgia would dare want to clean up its voter rolls, want to make sure that legal votes are counted, etc. Of course, after the fact. This on the heels of Pennsylvania, some town in Pennsylvania, maybe it was a state, saying, yep, we had 20,000 dead people on our voter rolls. And I could go on. But the idea that Georgia wants to get this cleaned up, that's a big deal. Because Joe Biden has made it clear that in doing this, they got to be violating something. They got to be disenfranchising some group, special interest group that the Democrats can pretend to care about. And so now we've got a boycott of Georgia. They moved the baseball out. They didn't move the Masters, though, did they? Oh, no, you can't go moving something called the Masters. Which, by the way, a Japanese dude won the Masters. Hideki Matsuyama, congratulations, Hideki. Wish we could have gotten to this yesterday, but... So how woke is that, Coca-Cola, that a Japanese man would win a tournament in Georgia? The most unwoke place in the country, right? Golf didn't even consider moving the Masters from Augusta. Right? No way. And there's not going to be any woke mention that a Japanese guy won in the racially unwoke state of Georgia, right? Because that won't fit the narrative. I just want to be very clear of how disingenuous the left are. There supposedly are 1,000 CEOs, leaders from, and I use my finger quotes with leaders, American Airlines, United Airlines, Levi Strauss, Walmart, Viacom, CBS, Ariel Investments, LinkedIn, Twitter, AMC Theaters, and others who were invited to a leftist event where they're going to look at voter laws as part of what they do. I mean, this is insane. They said a statement could come earlier this week, the people said, would bring that, would build on that 72 black executives signed last month in the wake of changes to Georgia's voting laws. So these are all the black executives who want to pretend to buy into this nonsense. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. It's going to be a fun ride.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The world is a scary place with Joe Biden in charge, Joey Demento. And I'm not even being funny. I'm not making jokes about it. It's a scary, scary place. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. China's threatening Taiwan. If China's going to act on Taiwan, I'm going to tell you, this is the time to do it. Forget the world's response. I mean, right now the United States is hapless to do anything. Joe Biden would have the weakest, most tepid response. I'm not trying to tell the Chinese what to do, but if you're going to take it, this is the time to do it. Russia's threatening Crimea or Ukraine or where, I don't know exactly where, but I've heard Putin say, I'm not even paying attention to that guy. If I want to go somewhere, I'll do it. He's already called Biden out and said, let's go at it verbally. Iran has pretty much been posturing since Biden got shoehorned into office through the big cheat. that they're going to continue building a new program. But thankfully, there are people out there who say, we're not going to let that happen. You guys remember a while back, I don't remember the date, but it wasn't that long ago, that Iran had their nuclear facility blew up. I don't know which one. And nobody took note of it. Nobody took credit for it. They claimed that it may have even been the U.S. that did it. This was during the time of Trump. You think Biden would pull something like that? Anyway, they had a power supply or something that happened. A major electric power outage that happened as Iran celebrated National Nuclear Technology Day on Saturday. On Sunday, there was a major electric power outage. They have the Natanz uranium enrichment facility, and they believe that Israel is responsible. So they go into, okay, they have the date here. I didn't see this. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't check the notes all the way. But it says, the last time there was a mysterious explosion at Natanz in central Iran in July of 2020, Israel was silent. This time, unidentified intelligence sources are being quoted in Israeli media, which are normally restricted in reporting sensitive security issues. This article reads, Iran is not only being embarrassed, it is being humiliated. I think that the timing is interesting, right? The day after National Nuclear Technology Day, they get this massive blow up or power outage or whatever it is. So they go on to say, 9 months ago, the explosion seriously damages a centrifuge assembly plant in Natanz, delaying the production of new centrifuges. This time, it appears that a power cut affected the whole plant, spread over several square miles of desert. And on Saturday, Iran had announced a new centrifuge type, the IR-9, that claimed to be 50 times more efficient than the main type used at Natanz, the IR-1, which Iran retained under the 2015 nuclear agreement. The joint, they call it JCPOA. Talks on the U.S. reentering the JCPOA began in Vienna last week. Anyway, they go on to write this. I don't know much about it. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a nuclear engineer. But it says, IR this or IR that. Power failures are not good for enrichment centrifuges. Each individual rotor stands vertically inside an outer case spinning at a high speed in a vacuum in order to reduce air resistance, while balancing on a small ball bearing and held in position at the top, contactless by a powerful ring magnet. An induction electronic motor, also contactless, causes it to spin at about 1,000 revolutions per second. The main challenge of centrifuge design is coping with critical velocities. A spinning centrifuge rotor will begin to shake or resonate depending on its design and what it's made of at certain speeds, both as it accelerates and when it slows down. Unless designed well, it can vibrate out of control, hitting its outer casings and breaking apart. This vulnerability, I was just about to bring this up. This vulnerability was the weak spot targeted by the U.S.-Israel Stuxnet cyber attack on Iran in 2010. An electric power failure also provides just the right circumstances for such crashing as it is known. The main centrifuge hall in Natanz, built 8 meters underground, covered with 2 meters of concrete and steel to protect it from air attack, is probably in a mess right now. So what the Israelis and the Americans did with Stuxnet, which I will tell you, I'm just amazed at the technology there. I was told that this was the most perfectly designed software in the history of man. No errors, which makes me believe that it had to be the Israelis and not the Americans. Because there'd be some American that would want to put something in there to to go, I was here. Anyway, this thing was amazingly designed. Because what it did, if you speed the centrifuges up, you know, because they got to run it at like 1,000 cycles per second or whatever hertz. So it's you'll hear this, you know, this hum. So you could speed it up and find another harmonic resonance that would destroy the centrifuge, but it would be so loud that it could be heard. So what the Israelis did is they said, no, let's go the other direction. So they slowed it down to like 2 hertz. Well, this thing is just barely moving. And it got out of warp where you couldn't hear it. So these guys are, and by the way, this software was designed to where you check it and all the levels look good. Everything looks like it's running. Meanwhile, these centrifuges were blowing up inside. I mean, this was amazingly done. You got to see it. I think it's called Zero Day. This may be the only thing that Barack Obama authorized, and he won't take credit for it. But this may be the only thing that he authorized that I was like, really? If you said to me Barack Obama did this, I would say, no way. But what they did, they showed that, or maybe it was during the Bush era. I can't remember the details, but the reason why we know it was the United States is they cut off the date of the software to die. Was at the next election. And I believe Barack Obama continued the program after the fact. But they made it to where it had to shut down, and then the president would be briefed in, and he would say, start it back up. If I'm not mistaken. So anyway, long story short, it isn't Biden who's going to stop the Iranians from getting nuclear power. It's Israel who's going to do it. And Israel has a vested interest in doing it, needless to say.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Falling Capitol Hill police officer Billy Evans, who died after a Nation of Islam supporter rammed his car into a barricade, is lying in honor at the U.S. Capitol. Evans, an 18-year veteran of the force, will become just the fourth Capitol police officer ever to lie in honor. The FDA and CDC are recommending an immediate pause in the distribution of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine due to concerns about rare blood clots. The FDA's Peter Marks saying there are no such concerns with the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines.
There have been over 180 million doses of these vaccines administered, and at this time, we've not found any reports of cerebral vein sinus thrombosis combined with thrombocytopenia.
The prosecution is resting its case against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. He's accused of killing George Floyd. USA Radio News. Protests in Japan after officials make an announcement regarding Fukushima nuclear power plant.
The government of Japan says it will begin to release water from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean in 2 years. The treated radioactive water has been accumulating at the plant since the 2011 earthquake that damaged the plant's reactors. Tokyo Electric Power, the operator of the plant, says its capacity to store the water will be full by next year. Japan's prime minister called the move the most realistic option for dealing with the water, saying it was a necessary step towards the decommissioning of the plant. The decision has been fiercely opposed by local fishermen and environmental groups. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
South Carolina is taking action to assure unaccompanied illegal immigrant children at the border don't get put into foster care. Governor Henry McMaster issuing an executive order to keep the government from making such moves. He says homes need to be prioritized for kids in the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Thankfully, we still have President Trump in the mix running the show. Well, I know it's not official, but unofficially he is. He created a much-needed rift in politics, in the Republican Party for sure, but in politics in general. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. A much-needed rip. Sometimes you need somebody to throw a little salt in the recipe. That's what the president did. It is reported that he tore into Mitch McConnell during a gathering over the weekend, condemning McConnell for not doing more to overturn the results of the 2020 election. And according to the Washington Post, he referred to McConnell as a dumb son of a buck. And you know what I'm saying, right? He didn't say the word buck. During his speech to members of the RNC, and he suggested that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer would have fought for Trump if they were in the same party. He said, if that were Schumer instead of this dumb son of a B, Mitch McConnell, they would never allow it to happen. They would have fought for it. And then he goes on to say, I hired his wife. Did he ever say thank you? Because he made Elaine Chao transportation secretary, and that is McConnell's wife. So I bring all this up to talk about President Trump's influence, that McConnell's in the hot seat, because what President Trump essentially said is he's a weak-kneed sissy, and, you know, he needs to be put on notice. I talked the other day about Trump and his pack. And what they're doing, I think I did anyway. Did we talk about it? I know we talked about the rhinos that he's getting rid of. In short, President Trump's not going away. He's making his presence felt. And I contend to you that in his own way, he still runs the country. I talked about those rhinos that have left the cycle. Richard Burr, one of seven Republicans who voted in January to convict the president of impeachment. He's retiring after serving six terms. Pat Toomey out of Pennsylvania voted to convict the president. He's retiring after serving four terms. Rob Portman will retire after two terms. Richard Shelby switched parties in 94. He's retiring after serving six terms. And Roy Blunt, who is a friend of McConnell, who's praised him, He's retiring after two terms. And they, look, I have no sympathy for these guys. They're all going to make fat checks, and they're going to go out and lobby. And his, what's funny is, in the case of Blunt, his son was the governor of Missouri for a while. He left and became a consultant. And then his dad goes and becomes a senator. And now he's retired. I mean, these guys are going to have pensions out the wazoo. Anyway, while these anti-Trump Republicans are departing, Trump is building a war chest, and he's going to support the Republicans who support him. Now, here's what they said. Now, before I even get into what they said about how much money he's earned, I want you to remember, Trump said, I think he issued a cease and desist against the GOP and using his name for fundraising. You guys remember that? That was, to me, that was one of the biggest warnings where Trump was saying, no more. You're not going to use me to feather your nest and then go out and elect people that hate me. It's not going to happen. Now let's talk about the numbers. This is from Fox News. The funds are likely to be used to help Republican candidates across the country as the GOP attempts to take back the majority in the House and or the Senate in 2022. By the way, President Trump has said that we will win back the presidency in 2024. Now, I don't know whether that's going to be electing DeSantis or he's going to run, or maybe it'll be a Trump-DeSantis ticket. I don't know. But he's saying we're going to win in 2024. For the record, I'm going to join that bandwagon. I realize there's a lot of cheating going on, but see, what I keep telling people is this. The Democrats all know what they did to cheat. Now their biggest concern is, how are you not cheating me? Who gets a seat at the table with Dominion? And so now they got to clean it up. They're forced to. Because if one person is disgruntled, it's kind of like with Lance Armstrong. You know, as long as the team is winning and everybody's getting what they're getting, it's okay to be doping. But as soon as Landis went, wait a minute, I don't get a seat at the table anymore. He narked. He breaks away from the team. He gets caught. And now everything starts reflecting back. And then guess what Landis did? He started narking on Lance Armstrong. Well, when I was on the team, I mean, this is how we helped Lance dope. And he spilled the beans. That's what the Democrats have to worry about. Did you listen as I played the clip of the Las Vegas mayor saying the Democrats have lost their way? They're nothing but elitist and socialist? It's not anecdotal. I'm giving you the breadcrumbs, people. Pay attention. Anyway, they said that report showed the PAC had only spent around $218,000 by the end of 2020. Now, I didn't get the numbers here, but I think they do talk about it. Because Trump is raising millions. Let me tell you something. When Karl Rove left Bush, he was the belle of the ball at the end of what, 2000 and what was it? What year? Whatever year. 2008. Because that's when Obama got elected. Rove goes to work for Fox, making a boatload of money. He started Conservative Pack or something. I forget what it was called. And this dude had money just thrown at that pack. And Karl Rove did nothing except get rhinos elected. That's what he did. I remember that pack having $280 million in it and thinking, wow, how do you raise that kind of coin? Well, Karl Rove was considered a genius, blah, 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 blah. Karl Rove is a goat, not the greatest of all time. I mean, a goat. He's a pariah. Donald Trump has made him a nobody. It wouldn't shock me at all if Fox News, I haven't seen him on Fox in a while, but if they just sort of clandestinely, just on the side, said, you know what, Karl, your $2 million contract isn't worth as much anymore. Maybe you need to take a break. I haven't seen him. I don't know that, by the way. I just want you guys to be clear. Maybe you know more than I do. I don't follow rhinos like Karl Rove. But I know this. Like Bill Kristol and all the people that went against Donald Trump, Karl Rove is now pretty much a nobody. But you look at the numbers for Trump going through the roof. He will raise much more money than Karl Rove. I'll guarantee you this. They said after the election year, now former Trump campaign communications director Tim Murtaugh told Fox News that Trump always planned to fundraise, win or lose, so he can support candidates and issues he cares about, such as combating voter fraud. And the other thing Trump did that was crazy smart, and just so you guys understand, what these guys would do is they put so much money that when you go and do these email lists and this fundraising and they talk about, oh, they raised this much money or whatever, the majority of that money is not even getting to the campaign. 80% of it is being peeled off the top. Seriously. With Trump, he made it very clear. He gets 80%. You're getting the 20. So when he gives you a number, that number's legit. Now it's all his number. See, the GOP wouldn't or couldn't, I'm not sure, but they couldn't give him the list. He's the one that made that huge donor base for the GOP. But what he did was, in saying, I'm going to start my own thing, and starting Club 45, he gathered all these email addresses. You probably are wondering, how am I getting this Club 45 thing in my email? Trump figured out how to get those email addresses, and he built his own pack. That pack, man, it's going to be huge. And he's going to have the majority of the money to run these races. It's not going to the people that are fleecing the donors. And essentially, Republicans who voted to impeach President Trump or supported an anti-Trump agenda are looking for outs. Republicans who supported him are going to do well. They said Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's brought in $3.2 million in the first quarter. That's amazing for a first-term congresswoman. Great numbers. And I'm going to tell you, I can talk to you from real knowledge because I know a lot of these fundraisers. They said Josh Hawley and Marjorie Taylor Greene, it's like printing money. People are throwing money at them because they believe in what these people stand for. Pro-Trump Republicans. Trump is remaking the Republican Party and he's remaking politics. And let me tell you, Democrats and leftists better look out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, 2-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, man. So, Jonathan Turley writes a piece about Twitter's censoring any criticism of Black Lives Matter. Remember I told you guys that this Black Lives Matter person bought a house for $1.4 million. As it turns out, this person has bought 4 homes. And spent a lot more money than that. Spent over $3 million. We'll get into that a little bit more later. But here's what Jonathan Turley wrote. He says, "We've been discussing the expanding censorship on Twitter and social media. The latest example involves the story of Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Khan Cullors. Khan, I spell C-O-N, but it's actually like Kublai Khan. 37, in her purchase of a $1.4 million home in a secluded area of L.A., whose population is reputedly less than 2% black. The professed Marxist received considerable criticism for the purchase, including from Jason Whitlock, a black sports critic who's been a critic of BLM. When Whitlock called out Khan Cullors, Twitter promptly censored the tweet, leaving a notice that it was no longer available. Last week, various sites like Dirt.com reported, quote, a secluded mini compound tucked into L.A.'s rustic and semi-remote Topanga Canyon was recently sold for a tad more than $1.4 million to a corporate entity that public record shows is controlled by Patrice Khan Cullors, 37-year-old social justice visionary and co-founder of the galvanizing and, for some, controversial Black Lives Matter movement. It produced a firestorm of critics who noted that Cullors has long insisted that she and her BLM co-founder are trained Marxists. We are super versed on sort of ideological theories. Critics like Nick Orama of Red State pointed out, one, it's interesting to note that the demographics of the area are only 1.4% black people living there, so not exactly living up to her creed, is she? Jason Whitlock posted this story, but was, as he said, prompted by Twitter, and they took the tweet down. Jonathan Turley goes on to say, now he's a constitutional attorney, says the controversy is illustrative of the age of internet censors. Tweets, and in some cases Twitter accounts, vanish without explanation. Twitter is notorious for not responding to media inquiries over such censorship, and even less forthcoming on the decision-making process behind such decisions. Let me just tell you right now, folks, you need to understand these guys are never going to change. And Justice Thomas has essentially thrown a shot over the bow that says, if you don't change, we're going to change you. Because one person, Jack Dorsey, Zuckerberg, whomever, should not be able to say, you can't have your place in the sun. So, you know, I'm associated with PolitiChatter, right? New social media platform. And we're developing our bylaws, if you will. And I said, okay, it is very simply. If you don't like what somebody says, you can either not friend them and their feed won't come to you, or you can block them and be guaranteed that feed doesn't come to you. It's really that simple. See, that should be our take on all speech, including, quote, hate speech. If somebody was dropping N-bombs derogatorily, if that's the right word, in a derogatory fashion towards me on Twitter, do you think I would just take, I mean, I would engage them. I would, because I would just come back at him with, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff. But if I didn't want to, there's a button on there that says block. They can't communicate with you anymore. Done. It's that simple. What is it that's so difficult for these people to understand that they shouldn't be censoring? Maybe I actually agree with Jason Whitlock, which I do, by the way. Because I know for a fact that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist group. And here's why I know. The people who are part of that movement, not just the leadership, condones pigs in a blanket, roast them like bacon. That group has people who are responsible for killing police. That group is openly racist towards non-blacks or non-conforming whites. That is terror. That group will march on you for things that have nothing to do with except you giving your opinion about something. That's it. They will dox you. They will, in some cases, they will kill you. See, that's my definition. Now, with all that said, I still want to be clear that I'm not news. That's Kevin Jackson's opinion of this group. If you believe it, great. If you don't, I don't really care. Anyway, he says, it's not clear if this money came from BLM, which has reportedly raised about $100 million in donations from corporations. I want you to understand, conservatives listening out there, this does not apply to Albert, doesn't apply to Carol and my Bill and Carol. I mean, Bob and Carol. It doesn't apply to people that buck up and say, Kevin, we're going to help you in a big way. But let me tell you, $100 million has gone to a terror group who is now infiltrating your schools, infiltrating your communities, and to such a degree that it's costing you so much money. Forget the money that people are funding them. What do you think it's costing you? Estimates are $2 billion. Whitlock, a vocal critic I mentioned earlier of BLM, announced it as a scam. He compared it to the KKK. This guy goes on. The greatest irony may not be that the home purchased by the corporate support. A professed Marxist, Colors has not only been paid handsomely by corporations like Warner, but has been actively protected by corporations like Twitter. When it comes to free speech, I support them both. The question is whether both have an opportunity to speak on platforms like Twitter. And it's true, it's a fact that we don't. The fact that they shadow ban people like me should have Twitter decommissioned. But let's go back to BLM. Let me give you some statistics, because having BLM in your city, folks, it's not like getting a Whole Foods or a Starbucks. See, when BLM moves in, your value doesn't go up. The value of the homes doesn't rise, et cetera. In fact, when Black Lives Matter comes to town, there goes the neighborhood. Oh, yeah, I'm black. I said it. A new research study shows that cities that held Black Lives Matter protests saw a 10% increase in murders, and data taken from 2014 to 2019. Now, who's reporting on this? Where did I get this story? The left-leaning Vox. Preliminary findings from a study conducted by Travis Campbell, a PhD student at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Campbell's data showed that cities where protests had somewhere between 1,000 and 6,000 more homicides than would have been expected if of places with protests were on the same trend as places that did not have protests. And this is from 2014 to 2019. So over this six-year period, do the math. I know it looks like 5 years, but it's six, 14 through 19. You got 1,000 to 6,000 more homicides than you would have in cities that didn't have protests. Now, if you're wondering how it happened, maybe you aren't paying attention. See, the defund the police efforts on behalf of most of these cities have caused law enforcement to take a very different tack. And as studies have shown, they've reduced lethal force over that same period, which has resulted in fewer bad guys being killed. So, going back to the Campbell's data, he tracked 1,600 BLM protests across the country, mostly in bigger cities, with nearly 350,000 protesters. His main finding is a 15 to 20% reduction in lethal use of force by police officers, roughly 300 fewer police homicides than in that period, non-BLM. So he says, this indicates that the protests correlate with a 10% increase in murders in areas that saw BLM protests, as I said earlier. So it's only going to get worse. I've talked about it. Leftist-run cities have been wanting to defund the police for some time. And in some municipalities, they allow the criminals to now sue police directly for any perceived infraction. And you add this to the anti-police sentiment of the leaders, and what do you have? You have a mass exodus of police. I already talked about this in terms of Seattle and Portland, where they can't fill these slots, and they're not going to. And here's the dirty little secret. The leftists don't even want them to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.